One of those couriers was Miss W. Matheson, cryptonym Slava, assigned to the route Warsaw, Vienna, Heidelberg. She had a long experience as an intelligence courier. She spoke German language like a born German, equipped with the forged passports and special passes prepared by the group of the underground. She could travel with ease. Unfortunately, after delivering the mail about Kinemunde at a given address in Vienna, few days later, April 8, 1943, she was arrested by Gestapo when she arrived to another address to pick up return mail from London. So here is your date prior to. And here is the first quote of Mr. D. Newman, who writes on the subject of Polish reports. Mm-hmm. And this is quote number 7, page 18, 19. Mr. Newman, in his book, They Saved London, page 25-26, so that may refer to my translation is not as good as his, so you will.
Well, I have the book.
You have the book, so I give you page 25-26.
Okay, see, Newman.
They Saved the London.
Page 25-26. 26. Okay, back on again.
This is very interesting, said one higher British intelligence officer. What do you mean? Asked another friend. Reports delivered by Poles. I give it to him. Kinemunde? Oh, we have heard something about it. Yes, we know the Germans have somewhere there experimental industry, or say experimental complexes. Conway tried to get the details during his last visit. Supposedly it is located on the territory upon which they have made previous experimentation with rockets. Do you remember that? Germans tried to make rocket tests first on the island of Ruga, R-U-G-A. Later, they transferred that to the continent. Yes, we have heard about it. Why this specific report could be so interesting? Small plane without the pilot? That does not fit too much. No. But I am sure that they will send more details. If Poles learn that they created interest on our side, they will mobilize themselves to further act. They managed to play their game very well. I will prepare the report on this subject, and I will request more details. The British officer did not suggest that Poles sacrifice and go into the absurd type of risk. He had a great experience in this matter, and wisely he left a free hand in the action of these people. That means the underground. His report expressed the greatest interest about the received information. The officer asked Paul whether the local intelligence could get further details. For instance, what are the dimensions of the weapon? What type of propulsion? Is it the rocket? Is it possible to infiltrate an intelligent man of technical background into the Kinemunde complex? They requested a sketch of the location of the building and the Zakwari, that is, it's an industrial complex. Mm-hmm. Yes, if we receive the answer even to half of the questions we send them, we will be very happy. I think we have to ask RAF that they look over those territories. Polls are stating that the area is very strongly watched and defended. Germans will not reach our reconnaissance plane. The planes are flying too high. Germans did not manage to shoot our reconnaissance plane who has been sent over Kinemunde. They did not even pay attention to it. British planes often flew over the Baltic, and this special plane who passed briefly over the Kinemunde turned towards the setting to confuse Germans. He returned with this photograph. They send them immediately to the first unit of identification of air photo reconnaissance, something like that. End of quote 7. Now the follow-up refers to that letter which was quoted in Newman's book, requesting additional information. And he says, the question about the Kinemunde, which arrived from London, were distributed by Mr. Kotkin to all little underground cell units with the instructions of getting more information. In this manner, how it looks, they issue, reach an independent unit called Lombard.
Where is that unit? What unit is that?
Yes. Hmm. There is an explanation of the unit.
I will go there.
The Colonel Mikhail Vishnevsky, in the publication, posed in the fight with German weapons, D, writes about Lombard. as follows. This unit was created earlier than others. It goes as far back as 1940. They had excellent staff. The main task of this intelligence group was to penetrate the territory of the Third Reich and include also the Polish territories incorporated during the war into the Germany. In 1914, this unit existed under the name Expositura 741, Exposition 741, and was responsible to the Polish base in Hungary, which was called Lisz. In autumn 1941, however, Lombard was incorporated into underground army with, however, it had complete autonomical status as far as their activity is concerned. At that time, they have assumed the cryptonym Lombard. Lombard had their own office of studies and the office and the group of security. The leader of Lombard was Francis Edwards. Died after the war. I cannot identify who was under this description. That's right, here and there.
The cryptonym is what? Prices Edward?
Prezes is like a President Edward. Prezes Edward.
What page Edward is on? Page
20, first line. His assistant from 1943 was Professor Jaworski. Cryptonym Dwugosz. The leader of Lombard was responsible to Osmetsky, that's the other fellow that I already quoted. I see that's where confusion will start coming in. To because they refer to each other. The report requiring information about German experiments with air torpedoes refers to the territory of Stettin, and for this reason it was delivered to a group from, you can call it East Prussia, Poznan or Posen, that's the name of the city. The leader of that group was Stefan Ignatius, cryptonym Nordic. Ignatius, by education, was the lawyer. He went through the September campaign in the 15th Division of Infantry. He did go to escape to Hungary, through Yugoslavia and France. He reached England. Over there, he passed through a special training dedicated to underground work and was dropped back to Poland. in January 1943, the drop took place. March of 1943, the drop took place. I am skipping here description of quite a lot of information which might be that which might not be interesting to you. So if we stop that moment, I will. Mr. Ignatiev and his assistant, Mr. B. Kaczmarek, had organized a unit called Baltic, which was divided into Baltic 301, Baltic 302, and Baltic 303. Come to the interesting part about Baltic 303 is that his top man, Mr. Augustin Fregat, Kryptonin Tragus, played very important role in the subsequent story. All three leaders of the sections Baltic received an order to check the available information about German experiments with new weapons. At the same time, Mr. B. Kaczmarek, who had ready documents permitting him to travel on the German territory, left for Chinauisi, that's the inlet of a river to the Baltic Sea, where he had a close cooperator of the Baltic group, Engineer Jan Schroeder, Kryptonim Fuhrmann, who was sent over there earlier, in the beginning of 1943, in the character of volunteer workers, sent through German Arbeitsamt. He received an order, assignment, to proceed with the intelligence work about military objectives in Germany, in general. In here, I make a digression to explain that Germans, to encourage Poles to go and work in Germany, permitted the volunteers to select their place of work. So Fuhrmann, that means Mr. Schroeder.
Fuhrmann.
Yes. And he took that Fuhrmann because he took the job of driver, and that Fuhrmann, it means in German, I think, means Fuhrmann in Polish, they use that Fuhrmann also as a driver.
Mm-hmm. Fuhrmann?
Mm-hmm. Fuhrmann. Fuhrmann. In his work as a driver, he was working for a unit that was delivering the food for the military establishment in Peenemünde on the island of Usedom. Fuhrmann explained to Mr. Kaczmarek that whole island, Usedom, is surrounded by the top secrecy. To enter the island is absolutely impossible. The farthest point that can be reached from the eastern side of the island is a small village, Vinovi, located in the narrowest point of the island Uznam. Follows description how things were run over there. The transport of the food normally was routed through the railway, crossing small ports, fishing ports like Albeck, Heringsdorf, to Zemplein. When the train arrived to a stop, before entering into Pinemonde, of course, there was a big table, enormous size table, written with the written word, halt, stop. The island itself was surrounded by the wire fences, which were leading into the sea and also into inside of the bay. This bay was called Achterwasser. I hope I still have a little bit of good German pronunciation, but that will be better understood. Along the barbed wires, there were located many posts of SS men who had also dogs with them. This point was the first control point on the island of Uznam. When train stopped, the SS man would enter the train and check all the wagons. After that, the crew would be completely changed, new locomotive, this is important, new locomotive would take the wagon through that gate and then would carry them further into the island. The passage through the first checkpoint is only possible by having special documents. Here the author says that Fuhrmann says the Germans applied here simply astounding steps of preventive steps. They have, for instance, made that accordingly to the rule, not one single inhabitant of the western part of the island could leave the island, and that refers to the German people. The people living on both sides of that point could only from time, were permitted only from time to time to meet on the station.
Just meet there, wasn't it?
Meet there, just like something what we have now in Berlin. Meet across the gate, they can talk and that's it. Pullman managed to learn that in the western part of Uznam exist few of similar types of control checkpoints or gates. The complete territory of the island was divided into many sectors. The possibility of moving from one sector to another was limited also, not only for the inhabitants of the island, but also for the military. On top of it, Pullman learned that on the island there is a concentration camp.
Mm-hmm. Oh, okay. They call it concentration camp?
Yes. Mm. Concentration camp, one. Then there was a camp of prisoners of war, and another camp of forced labor, where thousands of foreigners were stranded. One of those work centers according to the personal information given by Eric Dobiecki, who was in that forced labor camp on the island Uznam. After the war, he lived in Warsaw.
What page? 23.
One of the work centers is located in the vicinity of good size village Kalkhagen.
Mm-hmm.
The camp is called Krassenheide-Lager.
Yeah.
It is a large camp, or rather, I should say, a large city camp. The size of this place could be judged by the fact that there were three extremely large restaurants. Restaurants in the sense, camp cafeterias. Each one was counted for to manage to pass through about 4,000 workers. Treder also informed Kaczmarek about two other things. That into the island go not only the transportation of the food, but also other strange equipment, machines, and industrial products. And everything points out that these transports go to Kinemonde. It was related also that one of the Germans, talking casually, has mentioned that Island Uznam is the island of German brains.
Okay, we're going back to quote 8 for an item that was missed.
Finally, Foreman passed the information about the gossip going among Germans. From it, it looks like in Kinemonde they experiments with a new weapon, the principle of shooting up the weapon is that they have a sort of stand from which the air torpedoes, similar to the small plane equipped with the small wings, are fired from. Rounds, they call it potiski, that means like a round, like ammunition. Rounds are of about 1 ton. They are assembled in the machine shop located on the third look Waffenschutzhaus, oh, what have I said, in Peenemünde. The end of quote 8. Just first let you know about Mr. Prager, his son, and etc. So let's continue.
Okay, this continuation of 8?
This is 9. I marked it 9.
What page are we on then? This is
24. I have it all marked up.
Yeah, okay, so we can mark it here.
When you take my book, right, you take this quote here and this quote there, you will have
it.
Yeah,
it's nice to try it with these pages. Good.
Right.
So this is quote 9, okay?
Page 24. Oh, yes, I forgot that. Having the book is not enough.
It also plays on our notes.
Mr. Kaczmarek took the notes of all the information received from Pullman and instructed him under every effort has to be made to achieve some more details about air torpedoes. After that he returned to Bedgor, where he met the leader of the Baltic 303, Mr. Prager. I would like to point out in here that Mr. Prager, an Austrian by origin, lived before the war in Bedgor, and after Germans entered this town in September 1939, he accepted German citizenship. Shortly later, however, made the contact with the Polish underground and decided to cooperate. In the meantime, his son, Roman Prager, served in the Wehrmacht by the coincidence it happened that during Kaczmarek's visit to Bydgoszcz, the young Prager received a leave of absence and came to visit his father. Roman Prager managed by this time to finish in the army a course in the radio telegraphic field and received the rank of officer. He was not an officer, below officer, how do you say it? No officer. He was just a corporal, sergeant, one officer. This, however, was not a sensational information for his father, Art Prager, a cooperator with the Polish underground. The young Prager informed them that his unit is stationed on the island Uznam, in the vicinity of the secret experimental base in which they experiment with new weapons. Father Prager, demanded at that time from his son that he meet with Mr. Kaczmarek and that he passed to Polish intelligence the detailed information about the new weapon and its station. The same day, they arranged the meeting. The information received from Frager Jr. were very interesting. He confirmed in many details the operation made by Mr. Schroeder, Fuhrman, about the weapons. He confirmed that these are air torpedoes. They have the shape of the small plane with small wings. These planes fly without the pilot. The starting of that plane torpedo is on special pads, special firing pads. The takeoff is directly upward and it is preceded by tremendous explosion. The plane flies directly vertically upward, flying, it gives characteristic sound, and he compared that sound like a barrel rolls over the road with the noise. That's because of the design of this first fluid impulse type engine. Well, here is the confused version, really. It's confusing because on the west side they were firing V1.
Yeah,
on this side it's V2, and for taking off, I think this man was must have witnessed those A1, 2, 3, and 4 were taking up, right? So from the rear of the torpedo, the flashes of fire usually appear. The firing of torpedoes takes usually place at the end of the day after sun set, sundown rather. The torpedoes after achieving certain height flatten their path. All of them are flying towards the sea, and after a while they disappear from the horizon. From time to time it happens that some of those planes fall into the sea not far from the island. They have noticed that at such occasions out of the sea would come a tremendous mountain and powerful explosion. He has stated also that he has heard that some of those torpedoes, either because of the wrong calculation or wrong construction, landed on the ground, fell on the ground. During one of such misfirings, a complete part of farmer's building was destroyed. first description which Junior Sager gave about the firing part was that they are still of steel construction. During that meeting,
he
received later on the cryptonym T2AS. T2 is in Stagger number 2. AS, it means Ausländer, it means foreigner. So that was on the next page. You see, the point is in this book that logic of people when they are writing does not necessarily follow the same path.
Oh, yeah.
I think that this man also had the problem
how to tie
them. He had a story from one end who covered all of it.
Yeah.
Now, but there were a lot of holes.
Mm-hmm.
So he tells that story.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had another man telling the whole story. He couldn't melt them together because they would lose the